I think maybe the best thing to say is the two of the examples that we mentioned in the report. One is ANG, so it's a huge American insurance company, but its financial products division was actually run from London, because there in London it was under US authority supervision, but it was operating in London without the US government knowing what they were doing and how much they had to control them. So ING, when the financial crisis started, the US government didn't actually know what products ING had in London and how the government was supposed to control them. So that's already a big problem. Another thing that we found is Facebook and the Safe Harbor Agreement. So the European Court of Justice found the agreement to be illegal, and this agreement was a result of regulatory cooperation. And the agreement gave the right to Facebook to send information about EU citizens to the National Security Agency in the United States. And this, according to European laws, is illegal. But because of regulatory cooperation, there was this agreement that enabled Facebook to do it. Now it's not possible anymore because the European Court of Justice said that the Safe Harbor Agreement is illegal. So you have an example of how US companies have been able to operate in Europe with very little supervision and with little attention to rules in the European Union.